This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a special vote to change a state flag that has been holding on to a controversial symbol. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In a Sunday vote on June 28th, the last state with emblems of the Confederacy has decided to retire their controversial flag and replace it with a new design without the remnants of the Confederate stars and bars, which is condemned as a racist symbol. Mississippi lawmakers approved 91-23 in the state House and 37-14 in the state Senate to remove and redesign the state flag. Republican Governor Tate Reeves is expected to sign the bill into law. The new flag will no longer include the Confederate symbol, but must have the words, "In God We Trust" in it. Voters will be asked to vote on a new design in the November 3rd election. If the voters don't approve a new design, there will be another design submitted with the same requirements. Just before the historic vote, Democrat Senator David Jordan told his colleagues that Mississippi needs a flag that unites rather than divides. Republican House Speaker Philip Gunn has been pushing for 5 years to change the flag with the offensive symbol. He said that it was so sweet to celebrate this event on the Lord's Day. Democrat Representative Robert Johnson was emotional seeing his white colleagues develop more empathy about how the Confederate symbol is painful to him and other African Americans. He said, "They began to understand and feel the same thing that I have been feeling for 61 years of my life." The rebel symbol has been a part of the Mississippi state flag since it was added to the corner in 1894. In a time where white people were suppressing the political power that African Americans gained after the Civil War. In 2001, the state had an opportunity to change the flag, but the public voted to keep it. As protests have put a spotlight on racial symbols, it has led to a renewed call to action. Religious groups, including the 500,000-member Mississippi Baptist Convention, have added their voice for the change as well, saying that it is a moral imperative to make this change. Democrat State Senator Derek Simmons of Greenville, who is African American, said the state deserves a flag to make all people proud. Now that the last of the former Confederate states has gone through the legal process and decided to change their state flag, let's pray that the people of the Magnolia State will be able to unite under one flag that they can all be proud of moving forward into the next chapter of Mississippi's story. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com. And check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.